from the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough. Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. And a very good Saturday night to you. We've got a huge broadcast for you. David Marcus, John Solomon, Dr. Gina Loudon, Kelsey Bowler and Layla Micklewaite in hour number two in the ladies' lounge. We have got a huge, huge, huge show for you tonight. And so glad to have you with us. Kevin McCullough is my name. Twitter has not yet killed me. Oh, sure, they tried to deplatform me. They said, you can't have your 150,000 followers anymore. They suspended me with all the other, you know, people. Some 70, it was crazy number of people that they suspended in the last week. 70,000? Something like that. That they took off of their platform simply because they didn't like what they were saying. At least that was the case in my part. They could not point to anything specifically that I had done that was anywhere near what they have. Did you know that tonight on Twitter, they have people that have hashtag assassinate Trump, behead Cruz, you know, Hawley must die. There's all kinds of things that Twitter has on its site tonight. And they took me off a little more than a week ago for simply saying that Twitter was impaling itself by getting rid of the president. You know who agreed with me this week, by the way? Jack Dorsey. He was like, I think what we've done here with the president is probably a mistake. Anyway, we're gonna talk about that. We've got a lot to get to. If we're able to, let's go to the big board because I want to just run through the lineup we've got tonight. From your left to right, if you're watching on Biz TV, David Marcus is a writer for The Federalist. He's the New York correspondent for them. He actually had a huge piece in the New York Post this week about this very issue. We're going to get his perspective. Then Dr. Gina is going to be back with us, but not in the ladies' lounge tonight. Dr. Gina actually got canceled by American Airlines mid-flight of a two-leg flight. In the middle of the two legs, they said, we're not going to let you fly the rest of the way. And it had nothing to do with anything except they just didn't like her. She'll be here to tell her story personally. To the far right of your screen, if you're watching on Biz TV or following on one of the streams tonight, John Solomon from Just the News. He also tweets at J. Solomon Reports. He was one of the co-founders of The Hill, worked for the AP for a long time, one of the best reporters that we have in America tonight. He is going to join us to talk about some massive unveiling that declassification that the president did for documents related to the Russia hoax origins, and it's all going to get put out there. And by sometime on Monday, there should be a very thorough accounting of a lot of stuff that people have only had suspicions of until now. Then in the ladies' lounge in hour two, Layla Micklewaite's going to be with us. I'm so pleased that she is. This was Human Trafficking Awareness Week. And a lot of people don't know, a lot of you don't know that may be watching tonight, that we have an active social media community website in America that actually helps promote the underage sex traffic of underage girls. And Layla has made it her mission in this life to bring them down, and that is what she's going to tell us about in hour number two. And then Kelsey Bowler is going to be with us with some more on the deplatforming of America. It's really, really shameful when you think about it. But here's the interesting thing. And we've got, you know, all those great conversations straight ahead. And I'm more than willing to take your calls at 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by MyPillow.com, Balance of Nature, Byrna HD, and go to MyByrna.com to see the tremendous self-defense device that I keep right over my shoulder right there if you're watching on the screen. That's my Byrna HD right there. and a number of other great sponsors tonight that I want you to frequent and to sponsor yourself. But we're going to also open up the phone lines and take your calls as we're able to. 877-888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Because I want to know right now, now that the election is finally behind us, now that everything that can be talked about, argued about, deciphered, et cetera, has come to an end, what your expectation is now of 2021. For instance, do you believe that Biden and Harris are going to be people that unite our country and bring us together the way they claim that they're going to? Do you expect that to happen? Do you expect the vaccine to make the world a better place? We don't have to wear as many masks. We're going to do better in getting back to normal. We're going to open up again. Is that a reasonable expectation, or is that something that's still a little too far off in your own mind? What are your hopes and goals as we begin under a new administration? Will the tone and tenor of the public policy get better? And will that have an ardent effect on our lives? Or will it be just smokescreen and really a leftist agenda is going to ruin all of our lives? I realize you could be anywhere on that spectrum. I just want to know from you what you think about that. 888-340-3373. Mingled into that, we're going to have these discussions. And there is a very legitimate discussion to be had about the consequence of Facebook and Twitter, and to a lesser degree, some of the other social media companies, deplatforming the president. Did you know, for example, that there are world leaders in not only about a half dozen European countries, but now at least two in the American hemispheres that are ready to throw down in defense of the president, including some of the people that didn't really care for him much? Angela Merkel in Germany is very much siding with President Trump versus Twitter. I think it's just very simple. They see that this for-profit company has grown to be of such size that they feel like they can do whatever they want and have no, you know, accountability for it, no recourse for it. But there are now some interesting conversations underway. And we'll kind of go through this tonight. But there's a number of conversations that are being had about whether or not we can hold Twitter accountable. Maybe through the methodologies of lawsuits, mechanisms that would be useful to help remind them that, by the way, they have stockholders who are expecting them to produce a return on their investment. This week, after they announced that they were going to deplatform the president, Twitter had an excess of $5 billion loss in net worth, about 12% of the company. And they lost literally billions of page views, viewers, if you will, audience members, if you will, for a company that has basically told its shareholders it's going to do everything it can to increase audience. This is the thing about media companies. Their product is eyeballs. What they sell to their advertisers is the number of people that can see their ads. What they tell people that buy the ad time on their network, their Twitter network, and it's no different for me. Look, I'm based pretty much more or less out of the Salem cluster in New York City. Salem is a publicly traded media company whose job it is to go out and find audience with its radio stations and websites to sell advertising to, so that those advertising dollars create a return on investment for the people that have bought the stock. That's the way it works. Jack didn't suddenly wake up and say, we've had this go wrong, and so we've got to, there's something that happened I wasn't aware of. No, he purposefully cut the legs off of his audience. Just take the president's Twitter feed alone. 88 million subscribers to his Twitter feed. Now, I've been kvetching for a couple of weeks about my little channel. It only had 150,000 by the end of the year. But in the final 60 days of the year, we drove over 200 million impressions to Twitter. So over 200 million times in the last 60 days, somebody was coming through my Twitter channel to take a look at something that was going on Twitter, seeing my posts and going from there. If I only had 150,000 and I was driving 200 million impressions, how many billions do you think the president was driving? And when you're Jack Dorsey, Mr. Big Shot in the social media world, and you say, oh, well, we're just cutting him off. Well, wait a second, lightning bolt. Your shareholders are planning on you delivering an audience so that the people that are placing your ads and getting your ads can see them. We'll talk more about it. David Marcus joins me next. This is Radio Night Live.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quiñones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, "The story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, "I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it." In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island, run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore, and I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back, and it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have I told you what a great night's sleep you can get by sleeping on a MyPillow? It's really true. It's changed my life for a number of years now. And ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. I don't have to fold my pillows in half and stack them up on top of each other and do all kinds of weird stuff. Why? Because MyPillow will conform to the shape that I want it to, and it'll stay cool all night and keep that shape and come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Is your pillow warranted for 10 years? I didn't think so. Well, right now, if you call MyPillow and you use my promo code, you're going to get the best offer that's ever been granted on radio or television. $69.98, that's $34.99 per pillow. That's all it costs. $69.98, two premiums, $34.99 each. Never seen this offer before. He called the show just to tell us what it was. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Again, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC, or online at MyPillow.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm very, very athletic. I play ice hockey 2 or 3 days a week. You know, I'm in good shape for my age. You know, I keep up with the young kids, but, you know, I get tired, muscles get sore, I'm achy. So I noticed just by taking this product for a month, I'm not as tired as I used to be or fatigued. Muscles feel good. I feel like my stamina is better than it was. I just feel better than I did, and I wasn't really complaining before.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, it's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live, and a big show still ahead. John Solomon, Dr. Gina Loudon, Layla Micklewaite, and Kelsey Bowler will all be with us before the night is out. But I want to get into our first guest of the night because David Marcus wrote a phenomenal piece this week for the New York Post and a very important conversation to be had about censorship, particularly as it relates to Twitter.
Moments ago, CEO Jack Dorsey of Twitter defending his decision, speaking out for the first time about why he banned President Trump from the platform after he got intense backlash from critics in recent days.
That's Martha McCallum talking about the ever-evolving face of Jack. Sounds like it should be a movie, The Evolving Face of Jack. Speaking of movies, or at least plays, my next guest knows a thing or two about those because he spent a lot of his time in the theatrical community here in New York City. He is the New York correspondent for The Federalist, and he not only writes for The Federalist, today he kind of had the ultimate happen because he went, I believe the term that the young kids say now is meta, when Tristan Justice wrote about David Marcus in the New York Post and then quoted him back in the Federalist article that Tristan Justice wrote. Anyway, David, it's good to have you back. Happy New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year.
You were making the observation that I think several have made, but it's worth pointing out that when Twitter comes to this selective deciding of who to purge here in the new year, I was a victim of this. That they have had very, I would say, inconsistent enforcement, but you've actually isolated it a little bit. Talk to us about what you observed.
Yeah, as you say, the you know, Twitter's justification that they did for themselves for all of this blocking is that it violates safety guidelines. So I wanted to see, you know, what I could find that might also violate safety guidelines. So I went in, didn't take me very long, probably all of about 10 minutes. I found the hashtag kill Trump. I found the hashtag assassinate Trump. I found an account that calls itself pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. So obviously a leftist chant about killing police. Antifa has all kinds of accounts and they use them to organize their riots. So really quickly, it became apparent that justification just doesn't work. It's just not true. And what we all suspected was true is true. Twitter's not acting in the interest of safety. Twitter's acting in what they perceive to be their own best interest by censoring their most fierce critics.
Right. And this brings about a much bigger issue. But let's break it down for people that are listening. Why is that observation, this hypocritical, inconsistent enforcement of this, why is that important, David Marcus?
Well, Twitter's important. All of these big tech companies are important in different ways. Facebook is much more important in terms of the general distribution of news and media to people because it's a much larger platform. But Twitter is an enormously important platform among influencers, among people like journalists and artists, the people who have, you know, megaphones. And so when you are taking conservative voices out of that mix, it really changes what's acceptable and what's not acceptable within our discourse. And it can actually do that really quickly, and it has been. I would argue without Twitter, there is no chance that anybody would be running around making these claims that, you know, the U.S. government was minutes away from being overthrown during the horrible events of last week. It serves as this echo chamber that just allows completely absurd sentiments to work their way into our mainstream corporate media.
Yeah. Well, and the truth is society operates a lot differently now. So, you know, 25 years ago, the idea that a social network online, if it existed, may have been of some importance.
but it wasn't like the all exceedingly important, town square that it's kind of become now in terms of communication. And, I'd love to hear your thoughts on Rule 230 and whether or not they are monopolies and whether or not there should be some degree of, I'm not much for government oversight. And I certainly have very strong feelings about when governments can tell companies that they need to break up. But it seems to me this has become a much bigger thing than what the mom and pop shoe store on the corner is.
Yeah, absolutely. So 230 and the monopoly question are really like two discrete things. They're related, but they're different. Let me tackle the monopoly question first, because one of the things that defenders of Twitter like to say is, okay, you don't like Twitter, go build your own alternative. So a company named Parler did that, and it was the number one app on the App Store, and lots of people were moving over to Parler. And after the events at the Capitol last week, Apple, Google, and Amazon all moved simultaneously, they claim without coordination, to ban Parler from their web hosting services, from all the services that they offer.
The app stores,
the upshot of which is that Parler is not functional right now. So, I mean, that's a monopoly, and it's a really scary monopoly because railroad barons and telephone companies, their monopolies were bad for the economy. These big tech oligarchs have really dark dystopian visions for our future that they're trying to execute. And so to allow them to completely control access to the internet, which is where we are right now, is a big problem. So that's a problem. As far as Section 230 goes, those protections were meant to protect platforms, not publishers. The difference being that a platform like Twitter was supposedly neutral, and that they shouldn't be held responsible for comments that are made on their site because they're not making editorial decisions. Well, as I pointed, as we see with the Kill Trump hashtag that's still up there, they obviously are making editorial decisions. Not only that, they're an interested party in the politics of the United States. So, yeah, I do think 230 is very tricky, but I do think that it's at least worth looking at how we can change those rules.
Well, and it's going to have to wait because I don't sense that with the new administration there's going to be 1 ounce of interest in pursuing any of this. What's your take on that, David Marcus?
I think that's right, but I think as far as the monopoly question goes, the left wing of the Democratic Party, people like Elizabeth Warren, have expressed a belief that we need to break some of this up. So that might be an avenue where you could see some bipartisan work.
Okay. I would love to see something like that come out of the next couple of years. Anyway, read David's piece in the New York Post, and then you can also click over and read the piece in the Federalist where he's quoted today. But David Marcus, Federalist, New York correspondent for the Federalist, and we appreciate you being with us. And again, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, awesome. No problem. Always glad to have a clear thinker here on Radio Night Live. Coming up next, Dr. Gina Loudon got canceled not by social media, but by an airline midway through a trip to join her hubby. We'll hear the sobering, harrowing tale next as we continue on Radio Night Live.
Kevin McCullough, I've been telling you about it for the longest time. The market goes up, the market goes down, the economy kind of wiggles around. Yes, we're doing better. Yes, it's pretty good days that we're in. But did you know that if something took a turn for the worse, that right now it is legal in this country, right this very second, for the government to reach into your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts, saving accounts, checking accounts, etc., and take money out and leave it instead an IOU? That's called the bail-in. Get the facts by reading about the coming bail-in when you call and get a free copy of the Landmark Capital's exclusive white paper on the coming bail-in. See how all this was set up to manage the out-of-control national debt? Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, they can't touch your precious metals and you have peace of mind. Call Landmark today, 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
All right, Kevin McCullough, have I told you what a great night's sleep you can get by sleeping on a MyPillow? It's really true. It's changed my life for a number of years now. And ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. I don't have to fold my pillows in half and stack them up on top of each other and do all kinds of weird stuff. Why? Because MyPillow will conform to the shape that I want it to, and it'll stay cool all night and keep that shape and come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Is your pillow warranted for 10 years? I didn't think so. Well, right now, if you call MyPillow and you use my promo code, you're going to get the best offer that's ever been granted on radio or television. $69.98, that's $34.99 per pillow. That's all it costs. $69.98. Two premiums, $34.99 each. Never seen this offer before. He called the show just to tell us what it was. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Again, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC, or online at MyPillow.com. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a five-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about it for the longest time. The market goes up, the market goes down, the economy kind of wiggles around. Yes, we're doing better. Yes, it's pretty good days that we're in. But did you know that if something took a turn for the worse, that right now it is legal in this country, right this very second, for the government to reach into your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts, saving accounts, checking accounts, etc., and take money out and leave it instead an IOU? That's called the bail-in. Get the facts by reading about the coming bail-in when you call and get a free copy of the Landmark Capital's exclusive white paper on the coming bail-in. See how all this was set up to manage the out-of-control national debt? Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, they can't touch your precious metals, and you have peace of mind. Call Landmark today, 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575, or visit Landmark.
All right, so glad to have you with us. We've talked a little bit about the deplatforming. That's one thing. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us on this Saturday night. But the really kind of stunning thing of the post-election and how people have been censored and so forth is that it's starting to happen in actual experiences with people in non-social media realms. So I'm very glad to welcome back to the broadcast Dr. Gina Loudon, who has been on here so many times in the past. She had joined us for the Ladies Lounge regularly early in the days of the Ladies Lounge. But Dr. Gina actually has a story that I think is worth delving into. Dr. Gina, first of all, welcome back. You actually got deplatformed by American Airlines. Please share with Radio Night Live, my listeners, exactly what happened.
Well, actually, this has happened to several other of our friends, Kevin, and I knew this was happening, but American Airlines has been just deciding that certain people were not were not welcome on their airlines, and they don't really tell them anything until they get on the airplane. In my particular case, I had retweeted some things that were critical of American Airlines. That is true. When several of my friends were banned from American Airlines, I did retweet it. One of my hosts at Real America's Voice, Amanda Head, had been aboard an American Airlines where they were chanting, where the crew was, the passengers were chanting USA, USA. And the pilot was angry about this and told them if they weren't quiet, that he would dump them off over Kansas. And so I had retweeted this tweet along with something snarky saying, you know, hey, you should know better than that. We live in a communist country now or something like that.
The tweet captured the captain actually saying the words, we'll dump you out over Kansas, though.
Yes. In fact, the tweet is still up. You can look at my reporter. Her name is Amanda Head. She's a Hollywood conservative, I believe, on Twitter. Is she still on Twitter? And anyway, I've retweeted it several times now. But I had retweeted it that morning. And I believe that must have been the impetus. Maybe there are several reasons why American Airlines doesn't like me, because I have been pretty much of a free speech advocate. And whenever American Airlines was banning people for their free speech, I was pretty much, you know, backing them up against the airline, hoping that the airline would come to their senses and, you know, and respect people's free speech rights. I just didn't think, you know, that I would walk on the airline and be banned. But I had flown from Palm Beach to Dallas, and then I got on my flight in Dallas. No problem on my flight from Palm Beach to Dallas. The flight crew was wonderful to me, in fact. Lulled me into some sort of hypnotic complacency almost, because when I got on my second flight, I was so happy. I was sitting there with two masks on my face, making sure that I was complying in every way a good passenger could comply, right? And sitting next to a pilot, as a matter of fact, who was off duty, and we were having a great conversation, and this may have made them mad too. I was in the first row. My friend had bought my ticket, by the way. I don't buy first class tickets. My friend had bought this for me. She wanted me to get away with my husband, thought I needed it. And I'm sitting next to a pilot who, we were talking about how rideshare programs need to happen because so many people don't want to wear masks on planes. And right. We were having that conversation. That might have made them mad too. And they were within earshot. The crew was within earshot. So that may be another reason. I don't know the reason. All I know is that they came to me. They told me, the first thing they did was tell me to put a paper mask over my two masks that I already had on. I said, I'm willing to do that, is what I said to them. I'd rather not. Would you check and make sure that that's necessary? That's what I said to this flight attendant. She came. She didn't even come back. Actually, she didn't come back. A supervisor came back to me, a very haughty, nasty supervisor, and told me to get off the plane or they would take everyone off the plane and I would be arrested and escorted off of the plane. And I was in complete shock and disbelief. I had no idea what I did wrong. I said, can you please tell me what I've done wrong? I said, are you mad because I was talking about, you know, this with your pilot about rideshare programs for those who don't like to wear masks? Are you mad because I retweeted something? You know, what did I do wrong? She said, we're not here to negotiate. Get off the plane. You're not welcome on our plane. And then she proceeded to follow me into the bathroom. Can't make this up. I came out of the bathroom. She got on her radio, said I needed to be banned from DFW altogether because I was a terrorist threat. And as she was doing that, she was also bullying me, saying I thought I was better than everyone because I was sitting in first class. Mind you, again, and I told her, I said, you don't have a right to judge me. I was sitting in first class because a friend bought the ticket for me. I don't buy, but as if sitting in first class was some kind of crime to begin with.
Right.
So, yeah, this went on, and she was saying horrible things about me into her radio. The only thing I could think to do was to go to the Sky Lounge. So I went to the Sky Lounge to escape her, to get away from her. And then, I was stuck in Dallas because I wasn't home, and I wasn't at my destination in Vail. Ultimately, I did get a flight to Vail. I'm blessed to have a lot of friends that help me out and take care of things when things go wrong. But, Kevin, this is discrimination and cancel culture like I've never seen.
I would say so, Dr. Gina, and I appreciate you coming on with us tonight to tell us your story. It is Kevin McCullough and Radio Night Live. We are live from New York. John Solomon of Just the News joins me next with Unseen Reports about the Russia Origins investigation.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quiñones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab. Available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, the story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2-5. Another said, I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it. In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I ended up getting a cold after Thanksgiving. And usually it always goes to my chest. Not even a usually, it just always goes to my chest. And I end up having to go to the doctor. This time I took 9 of the Balance of Nature for 2 days, and it totally cleared up. I was very impressed, because every time I've gotten a cold for the past 5 years, it goes into my chest. And it didn't. It cleared up right away.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
All right, Kevin McCullough, have I told you what a great night's sleep you can get by sleeping on a MyPillow? It's really true. It's changed my life for a number of years now. And ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. I don't have to fold my pillows in half and stack them up on top of each other and do all kinds of weird stuff. Why? Because MyPillow will conform to the shape that I want it to, and it'll stay cool all night and keep that shape and come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Is your pillow warranted for 10 years? I didn't think so. Well, right now, if you call MyPillow and you use my promo code, you're going to get the best offer that's ever been granted on radio or television. $69.98, that's $34.99 per pillow. That's all it costs. $69.98, two premiums, $34.99 each. Never seen this offer before. He called the show just to tell us what it was. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Again, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC, or online at mypillow.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about it for the longest time. The market goes up, the market goes down, the economy kind of wiggles around. Yes, we're doing better. Yes, it's pretty good days that we're in. But did you know that if something took a turn for the worse, that right now it is legal in this country, right this very second, for the government to reach into your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts, saving accounts, checking accounts, etc., and take money out and leave it instead an IOU? That's called the bail-in. Get the facts by reading about the coming bail-in when you call and get a free copy of the Landmark Capital's exclusive white paper on the coming bail-in. See how all this was set up to manage the out-of-control national debt? Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, they can't touch your precious metals, and you have peace of mind. Call Landmark today, 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575, or visit Landmark.
All right, welcome back. Radio Night Live, glad to have you with us. You are able to join us each and every Saturday night, even as we roll the show intro. All over again. There's a live shot of Queens and Brooklyn as we go through tonight. John Solomon is the founder and originator of JustTheNews.com. He is the former creator of TheHill.com, and before that he was an award-winning reporter for the Associated Press and more. And he released something just a night ago on social media that was a bombshell. In fact, John, you've got some major, major news of stuff that's going to be coming out from the administrations being declassified in the next 24 hours or so. Talk to us about what you think is going to be there.
So yesterday, the president formally ordered the declassification of a large stack of documents. I think they're about a foot and a half tall, all from the FBI DOJ files on the Russia collusion case. And they involve everything from Christopher Steele and how he was governed, what he told the FBI, including after he was fired, what he told them, to how the informant Stefan Halper was handled and what information he was given and how he was asked to penetrate the Trump campaign, to many of the communications between the Justice Department and the FBI concerning the Russia collusion investigation. These are the things that the agencies have tried to keep secret for a very long time. They are the remaining I think, pieces to get people to understand the complete puzzle of how much abuse occurred in the Russia collusion case. And so a big moment. The documents have not yet been released. The order to, you know, starts a process. But it seems to me, based on my reporting, that by Monday, we should have a pretty large number of documents in our possession and be able to look at them as Americans and make our decision. And I've done a lot of reporting on what would be in these documents and have a good sense of what they're going to reveal.
So what do you think some of the takeaways are going to be if you do feel like you've got a good sense of it?
Sure. Listen, I think there's a lot of incremental important developments, right? You're going to learn about, you know, this event, this time frame, this statement that Steele made at one point, or this request that was made of Halver. But at the 30,000-foot level, perhaps the most important thing is that it's important to understand the Russia collusion narrative was created and leaked to solve a political problem for Hillary Clinton. In his debriefing in the fall of 2017, Christopher Steele admitted the reason he went out and leaked the stuff from his dossier to news media was that he was concerned that the Clinton email scandal was coming back at the end of the 2016 campaign. Remember, James Comey in late September, early October, reopened the investigation. And he was concerned that that was going to hurt Hillary Clinton's chances. So he tried to change the topic by leaking the stuff he was secretly giving the FBI and, quite frankly, under contract to give to the FBI. So this wasn't a natural counterintelligence investigation. This was a political dirty trick designed to deflect, change the topic in Washington in hopes that Donald Trump would lose the election and Hillary Clinton would win. And he gave another motive, too, when he was being debriefed by the FBI, and that is he thought Trump would be bad for his home country of Great Britain. That was a second motive he had. But just think about that. A foreigner trying to protect his perception of his country's interest and trying to help Hillary Clinton overcome a political problem created a 3.5-year scandal in America that turned out to be not true.
Not only did it prove to be not true, it, you know, John, when we've heard so much about since the election about the divisiveness of America and the the tone and the tenor of the conversation and how that's destroyed American unity. And of course, that was Joe Biden's big campaign appeal. I'm going to be a nice guy. You don't have to put up with the meanie anymore. When you take a look at this, at the evidence that you're just laying out here and what we're going to get in much finer focus by Monday, probably, you're talking about, it feels like to me, a great moral wrong being committed against every citizen of the United States. How do we not look at it that way?
Listen, at the end of the day, the most devastating part of this story is that knowingly and willfully, the FBI participated in a political dirty trick. They knew early on Christopher Steele didn't like Hillary Clinton, didn't like Donald Trump, was being paid by Hillary Clinton, was leaking to the news media that his dossier was Russian disinformation and uncorroborated garbage. And yet they sustained an investigation for 2.5 years. And I'm brought back to a document. A lot of Americans have never read it. But in late September, Attorney General Barr released, I think, one of the most explosive documents of the investigation so far. It was an interview with one of the lead agents in the Russia case. And this agent said that there was never any evidence of Russia collusion, and that the only reason the investigation carried on was there was a quote-unquote, this is his words, get Trump mentality inside the national security law enforcement apparatus of the United States. The fact that our government sustained this, knowing that that was their sole motive, it was a political motive, is devastating. And I think all of us need to absorb just how problematic that is for the future, because once this goes on, once the threshold for the next time to be for the use the FBI or the CIA as a political enemy's retribution operation is going to be much lower, the threshold is going to be much lower. And I'm very worried that most Americans have not fully grasped the political nature of the intelligence and FBI agencies' conducts.
Yeah, well, and that's concerning on so many levels, John, because it seems like the people that empowered that abuse are coming back into power. So, you know, color me a bit skeptical, if the average American is saying this, color me a bit skeptical that we're ever going to be able to solve this problem, because you're going to have some of the same little fiefdoms at play all over again.
It's a concerning problem anytime there are people in the position of government who don't appreciate the liberties that Americans are supposed to enjoy, that don't appreciate that you must be honest to a federal court like the FISA court, that you must be honest with Congress, and that using any apparatus of the United States government for political gain, for political retribution, is really something our forefathers fought against. This is exactly the type of tyranny of government they never wanted to see happen. And, you know, for the last majority of our history, the CIA and the FBI weren't used this way. But in 1996, they became involved in a political dirty trick that they sustained for 2.5 and 3 years to the detriment of Donald Trump, to the liberty violations of people like Carter Page and George Papadopoulos. It is a travesty of justice, and only one person thus far has been held accountable criminally in the court of law.
That is just stunning, and so thankful that Just the News and John Solomon are on the case and staying on this. Again, the greater reveal of those documents, they will probably have a look at them by Monday and be able to break down even more for us. John, you're fighting a very important battle in the journalism space, and we are so grateful for you. Thank you for what you're doing, and thank you for spending time with us. Spiking crime rates and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm very, very athletic. I play ice hockey 2 or 3 days a week. You know, I'm in good shape for my age. You know, I keep up with the young kids, but, you know, I get tired, muscles get sore, I'm achy. So I noticed just by taking this product for a month, I'm not as tired as I used to be or fatigued. Muscles feel good. I feel like my stamina is better than it was. I just feel better than I did, and I wasn't really complaining before.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quiñones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab. Available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, "The story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, "I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it." In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island, run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
All right, welcome in. It's already the final segment of the first hour. Can't believe how fast this has gone. If you missed any part of it with David Marcus from The Federalist, Dr. Gina Loudon, or John Solomon, go back and get the podcast. You can get the audio versions at soundcloud.com/KMC Radio. You can watch the video replays on Twitter @Radio Night Live, on YouTube @Radio Night Live. Coming to other platforms soon, Gab, Rumble, and others, as we have the ability to do that. But thank you for being with us. I asked you in the opening segment if you had thoughts about what the inauguration means. Let's go to the phones. I believe that Ray is standing by. Ray, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough on Radio Night Live.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. Happy New Year to everybody.
Thank you.
I just wanted to let you know that I received a message from a friend of mine who found out that the mayor of D.C. calling up like 25,000 troops to patrol the streets during the inauguration.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, and I texted him back, and I said, you know, that's not necessarily a bad idea if they're there to protect the general public. But if they're to protect BLM and Antifa, it sounds like martial law.
Well, you know what's scary, and Ray, I totally am sympathetic to your viewpoint on that. Thank you for your call. I was watching earlier today. I'm on Twitter, and yes, my war with Twitter has gone a little bit public. They deplatformed me for no valid reason. 150,000 followers lost overnight, but we are back on Twitter with @RadioNightLive if you want to follow us. But I was skimming some headlines today, and there was a picture of what downtown D.C. looks like. And I've spent some time in D.C. I worked in D.C., commuted from the New York area for about a year. And it looks like basically Moscow of the 1980s. Military checkpoints, military vehicles, roadblocks, empty streets, and just very bizarre considering that we're coming up on the inauguration. Now, I know that they've had this big panic attack that, you know, there's going to be Trump supporters are going to be out there causing trouble and so forth. I think that that's largely misplaced, by the way. We are learning more and more about the people that caused the violence in the Capitol a week ago. And there were Antifa and Black Lives Matters members amongst those that led that. Yeah, there were some Trump supporters that got into the building and were evidently caught up in the moment and did some things that they should not have done. My approach, throw the book at all of them. Prosecute them all. If you broke the law, if you broke into the building, if you did stuff that violated the people's house, you know, pay the price for it. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. But this idea that you've got to call up a bigger armed force than we currently have in Afghanistan or Iraq right now, this is insane. Nobody cares that much about Joe Biden to want to go create trouble, to be candid. We're all more or less wondering how long he stays in until we get President Kamala stepping up going, you know, now it's my turn. Talk about someone wholly unelected and unimpressive and everything else. Anyway, all right, coming up in the next hour, Layla Micklewaite of TraffickingHub.com weighs in on Human Traffic Awareness Week, which just finished. And also Kelsey Bowler before we're done. And more of your calls. The phone lines are open right now. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Hour two is next.
Balance of